This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late summer. Last week's Perseid meteor shower paralleled the onset of late summer. At this point in August, the pause between robin song and insect calls is ending. July's dog days never really materialized this year, and now the nights are dense with the ebb tide chanting of crickets and katydids. Riding that tide, the first blossom of the prairie dock has just opened. The praying mantises born in May have reached full size. Giant imperial moths emerge at night. Pale violet-pink resurrection lilies still sway in the gardens. Fireflies, though, disappear. And windfall is coming for the acorns and apples and plums and peaches and osage fruits and hickory nuts and black walnuts. Cup plants tower over the coneflowers and the black-eyed Susans. The Perseid meteors appeared out of winter's Taurus and Orion, cut across Perseus and Andromeda, Cassiopeia and Pegasus, and they pierced an old childlike sense of endless summer, when time seemed to last forever and I was lulled by my lack of experience, my lack of familiarity with the seasons, and by a disbelief that anything so fine as summer could ever close. The starfall of late summer unmasks the fantasy of permanence. Now I know too much to believe and have seen too many meteors in August. Only in the spaces between knowledge and memories can I find the warmth of a willing suspension of knowing, the quiet warmth of not knowing, and of ignoring the signs and of holding stability and innocence in the middle of the speeding whirl of weathered, older person time. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late summer. In the meantime, ignore all those signs. Summer might just last forever.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.